Documents unsealed by the U.S. District Court allege that a retired police officer was part of a conspiracy in the original case involving HPD Chief Kealoha's stolen mailbox. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the latest reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. And boy, this just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
And more bizarre, absolutely. Well, let's just remember for a second, 3.5 years ago, when the chief said that their mailbox had been stolen and that Mrs. Kealoha's uncle had been the one to steal it. Now, during the trial, the federal public defender of the uncle said that he had proof that the uncle had been framed. Remember that part? And the trial ended in a mistrial when Chief Kealoha improperly testified. You and I talked about that
right.
at length. Then the case went to the FBI. So what was revealed yesterday in the information that was unsealed by the court?
This is Nick Ruby's report. He's been following this closely. And a former police officer, Neil Silva, who was actually part of that special criminal unit that was investigating the mailbox theft, has been charged along with five co-conspirators. They are not named. The accusation is that they were, in fact, trying to frame Gerard Puana, that is the uncle of Catherine Kealoha. And remember, Catherine Kealoha is the city prosecutor herself. And the suggestion is that the Kealohas originally were trying to get the upper hand in a family dispute over money, that that's what this all comes down to. But this new charge is quite serious. It's a felony-level charge. It's saying that Silva and these other co-conspirators falsified reports, that they lied to federal investigators, that their whole notion was to try and put Gerard Puana behind bars.
When you think about how all of this stems from a potential fight within a family and how it has had a very public outgrowth, this thing just keeps going, you know, on and on. Is there any chance of understanding who those other conspirators are? How deep into the investigation is it so that we might know who else was involved and if that were including the Kealohas?
That was something that Nick raised in his story, that it could be that others will be identified being indicted here. And you wonder just who that might be. There's also a suggestion that maybe this federal investigation is nearing an end with this conspiracy charge coming forth. By the way, I should say that an attorney for the Kealoha says, look, this is all a scare tactic. All they're trying to do is shake the tree, if you will, get other witnesses to come forward against the Kealohas. So that is in defense of the Kealohas in this case right here. But boy, it just keeps. Just remember, just yesterday, Puana himself filed a lawsuit against the Kealohas, saying he was a victim of abuse from the police and from a malicious prosecution.
And isn't that also why Miles Briner, the attorney for the Kealohas, is saying that this is seeming that it's just, you know, too coincidental, despite the fact that the idea that the uncle was framed has been around for quite a while.
Right, that's exactly what he said. Look, this just smells. You can't possibly have this happen. And by the way, Puana is supposed to be appearing, Silva is to appear in court today, and a plea deal appears to be in the works. We'll have a new development. We'll be following this as we always have, Beth Ann, until it ends. I hope it ends.
Well, I hope so too. But meanwhile, we'll have more to talk about as we look at this case that just keeps on going and getting even more bizarre. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too. I'll talk to you Monday.
You bet. Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.